Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. How's everybody today?
I am wiped out.
Girl.
Wiped out. I was so tired yesterday.
Oof.
I went to bed. I took a nap, and I pretty much just went to bed. Like, half the day, I was like, I'm done.
Gotta listen. Gotta listen to the body.
Well,
gotta stay up the road. You know,
I was very busy this weekend, and then Sunday was all an equally busy day. I didn't get home. I didn't get home until like after midnight. So it was social. Still a little bit of running around.
Doesn't matter. Catches up to you.
But man, yeah, and I knew it was a full moon yesterday.
Yep.
But wow. Yeah, I was out. I was down and out for the count. So.
Yeah, probably attributed to really being busy, but also the energy from Sunday all through yesterday was
mm-hmm.
really cataclysmic. So on so many levels, affecting people in different ways. So it makes perfect sense that you're like, okay, I'm going to hibernate for this little air pocket of shifting.
Yeah.
You know, and there's just so much to process, and now we're gearing into the rituals for the end of the year, starting next week with a week from Thursday's Thanksgiving. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, so starting with that, I think many would agree that this is one year we're going to be happy to say goodbye to. So brutal, and it's exhausting. I think we're all tired in one shape or form or another, just with the business of living life, you know. And then
mm-hmm.
on top of that, you have to have a couple goals, a couple of dreams, you know, people to care about. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
And we're just overwhelmed by the onslaught of information, technology, you know. Kind of nice. I could be nostalgic for a minute. We can go back, I guess, now 20 years before the internet, or over 20 years now without the internet, of, you know, what was so bad was like waiting for things. You know,
right.
What was so bad about taking a trip to the library to do some research or to, you know, request for something by phone or mail? You know,
I mean, even want to go back even farther. You know, calling, and there was no call waiting. There was no
a busy signal.
Answering machine.
Busy. I'll try again. That's all.
It's just busy. It's a busy signal.
That's it. Busy signal.
Oh, well.
I know you hear that now, and it's so like, what is that? It's so shocking to hear that. Like on my mom's phone, because she can't be bothered with the call wait. Every once in a while, I'll get a little throwback to the busy signal. Yeah, and then you could speak of efficiency, and I wouldn't be able to have had the career I had without technology. There's just no way.
Mm-hmm.
There just
mm-hmm.
wouldn't be the time and the energy to have been able to raise a family and have a career at the same time with the type of work that I do, and to manage to still survive. So the benefits are, I think the benefits outweigh the deficit, but, you know, just that balance of not needing to have to be overwhelmed all the time all at once, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's a lot.
And I think the notion of accessibility, because you know, oh, well, I know you have a cell phone, or I know, you know, it's all these things of, well, you didn't reply back.
Well, why'd you post on Facebook when you didn't have time to call me?
Right, right.
Well, that's one of the reasons, because I saw people doing it with other people. I'm like, no. And like a month ago, I took down my Facebook. It was just too many people I don't know. I don't like the dilution of the word friendship. And I'm so glad, because I don't know if I would be able. I think that was like source saying, okay, you're not going to know the outcome of the election. We do. So we don't want you to be upset. So we're going to make you feel, you know, uneasy about Facebook about 4 to 6 weeks before all of this, so you're used to it, and you're going to be happy about adapting to just getting your information, you know, from Twitter and whatever spills over. It's plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter is just enough. It's just enough. You can't. Yeah, it's like you can't really comment on it. It doesn't matter. You don't have to get to Instagram. You see an image, you keep it moving. I love it. It's so efficient. I think I've really have gotten back probably an hour a day. If you break up that you go on Facebook, you know, 4 times a day in 15-minute increments, just to make it feasible in terms of this conversation, just to make the point. I probably have saved, because I don't go on Facebook now, I probably have saved an hour a day, because even if you peruse Twitter, it's so quick, there's no comparison.
Right.
Somebody posting on Twitter, it's going to be a sentence or two. You know, Facebook, it could be paragraphs and paragraphs and links and this and all of that. and painful, it was just painful. Yeah, I don't miss it. I don't miss it at all. Yeah. And I think with everything that's been going on with recent events as of last week, it just would have been like the last straw. I probably would have taken it down then, and I'm just so glad I took it down for myself, not because I was provoked by, you know, recent events. But speaking of upcoming events, I am actually going to be a witness. So I'm going to the courthouse to see two dear, dear friends of mine, Larry and Dave. You actually met my friend Larry in New York years ago.
He's
marrying his partner of 13, 14 years. And the reason why, they had, I guess, the proposal and all of that was about a year and a half, 2 years ago. But they got the date in the courthouse in, in October for today, just saying, well, you know, we're sure that the election outcome is going to be okay, but just in case. And that's an instance of just in case is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case, let's just do it now while, you know, there's going to be still a picture of Obama in the court. Because that's the thing that's going to be really, I think, more than anything else. Like, I hope they don't call me for jury duty while Trump is in office. Like, I did jury duty this year, so I think I'm going to be okay. To go to these. To these government buildings, I don't want to see his picture. I don't want to see it. So today, what's nice is I see Obama's picture in the courthouse. Like, thank you. Thank you. So they're doing that early this afternoon. And because, of course, the days are always packed and I am the queen of time management, I already got my cute outfit on for the show, because I got to do stuff before and then get to the courthouse. So I got my little lace top and my little cute black pants. Yes. Keep it cute for the courthouse. Yeah, it's going to be very nice. And then we're going to do like a little toast at their place. And then I have to actually get back to work later this afternoon. So it's going to be kind of cute. And I have the change of top. I just had to change the top. She goes to day to night real quick. Just change the top and switch the jewelry. She's good. And on Saturday, the third godfather, very dear, we're all very good friends. The kids have three gay godfathers. Don't do the math. I don't know what happened. And we're actually hosting their little cocktail party, very intimate cocktail party at his apartment, which could be a freaking private lounge. He has such a beautiful, he could be a decorator. He has such a beautiful apartment. So we're throwing like a little get together in their honor on Saturday, and I'm so happy to have these little pockets of intimacy and happiness and celebration, because that's what we can do within the realm of our soul, within the realm of our relationships and our experiences. You know, where can you cast some light? So I'm so happy, because we need a bright spot, or as many bright spots as we can. Have you noticed that in the wake of everything, the energy shifting and just things being so intense, that your tolerance for micromanaging or BS is like, oof, I can't.
Well,
like,
welcome to my past Saturday. You know, welcome to Saturday.
All right.
That was all work, and I'm like, I know. I want to be a good person with all this, and an understanding,
patience,
you know, business owner.
Right.
And it was making some decisions that still have to come down. Actually, I'm like, you know what? You know, the next day I had stuff to do with friends, and all day long just with different people that I haven't seen in a long time. Going back to my old university with my old service fraternity, where I was a volunteer for many years,
right.
Going back to that in the evening. So revisiting, you know, really people I haven't seen in a long time, and that the two different groups of people. So I thought, you know, I want to enjoy that day. And I ended up, you know, there was a little bit, not a ton of drama, but there were things that I was able to focus on. But I had to, you know, some of it was still bringing up stuff with me and with like, oh, so what's happening with you? You run that, you know, that wine tour business. I'm like, yeah, you know, it's like, it's heavy. It's heavy because there's still stuff that's, that needs to be decided, or needs to at least be put out there. And I just have not had the energy, but I had, what I did do on Sunday was witness, you know, some coming together of like a handful of friends that we all used to do this energy work, you know, together. One of them was the teacher. So she's another one I consider a mentor, because she helped with teaching me about grounding and with my connecting with my guides, my spirit guides, and just really exploring that aspect of my spirituality. And she's a, you know, she's a very big personality. It's a strong personality. And this is the funny part, kind of, dealing with the three other people in this group. I'm the only Taurus. The rest of them are Aries. And I always chuckle, because over the years I'm like, well, how did I end up with all these Aries? You know, and they're all Aries women too, which is really funny. So, and they all express their Aryan energy very differently, but it makes sense coming from them. You know, when you get such a strong sign, that you know, there's going to be some heads that will butt, and there have been issues with two in the past, and they kind of put it aside to help with this third friend of ours who's having a lot of stuff happen in her life. So that was the whole point, and that was me trying to get everyone together, because I haven't seen some of these people in years. And I thought, well, this will be a good time to reconnect. So we did that. But not without a little bit of, you know, I understood later, you know, what was happening and how, you know, to put aside differences for what the one person in particular, to put aside differences and just kind of be present, was interesting, because I thought, well, she's handling it pretty well. And then when we were able to have some, you know, spare time together, she was, you know, kind of, then she would talk more about herself. Because before that, she really wasn't saying a lot. And, you know, when it's been a while, and I deal with so many people, I figure, oh, well, you know, maybe that's just I don't remember what it was like. You know, we were in a different setting. But I didn't pick up any strange energy. It was just that kind of, I figured she would be a little guarded, you know. And but yeah, then it was like, wow, she just unloaded.
Like, wow. Oh no.
Wow.
Yep. They pick up that unconsciously and that energy, like, oh, here is an open, brand new city dump facility, the Elisa Bagelin Municipal City Dump. Here we go.
So, but it wasn't just with me. It was with my other friend, a person that we were trying to, you know, be there for. And she, I think, was just ready to hear from everybody else. I think she was just tired of telling her story or whatever. It's just like, you know, just she really wanted to catch up with everybody. So we both kind of witnessed it and it wasn't necessarily about, you know, the dynamics with the other person, the fourth person in a group. It was just, I just didn't want to share anything with her. It was like, I didn't want to say anything. I was like, okay. So I got to hear all the tail end of that. And then I had a transition to a lighter ceremony, a lighter celebration with my old chapter. And I got to meet up with one of my friends. We planned this ahead of time. This is one of my friends. We were in the same freshman hall. We joined the fraternity the same time. So I've known her since I was 18 years old. And she lives here, and we see each other every so often. She's from Texas. I know her politics. Like, I kind of know, we know she tends to be more conservative. Never factored into any of our conversations. Like, it was just a given. Like, I know, and I know her husband, and, you know, and her kids. Mm-hmm. And we had a really good conversation.
Good.
Afterwards, we just talked about it. And I think, you know, she lives in an area of the suburbs that you would think, wow, she lives out in the suburbs, or, you know, they're probably really conservative, but it's a very diverse area. Gwinnett County, which is where I used to live, has a lot of different nationalities. There's, you know, upwards of 32 different nationalities that could be in any given pocket of that county. And so she happens to live in that pocket where there's a lot of different types of international people living there and, you know, making a life there. So she has a very different perspective. And it was interesting to hear, you know, how we discussed the election and how, you know, she wasn't like – it was very – it was an open conversation, you know, but it was very – also very thoughtful, realizing – in light of how things have turned out and how things have taken, you know, a turn in different parts of this country where people can't mm-hmm. even talk about it
yep.
and without getting riled up. And, you know, I think probably I was the one with the strongest, you know,
yeah,
description of what I thought, you know, the president-elect was. It's like, you know, I can't believe he's the one. And she said, she kind of looked at me, she said, you know, we really didn't have great choices here, you know?
Right.
And I said, yeah, you're right. So we talked for hours.
Wow.
Afterwards.
That's great.
Just in general. I mean, but it started with that. And it was refreshing because I've seen, you know, how people have just like unfriended other people and, you know, and
yes,
it was never,
you can have have a harmony.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't even a conversation about anyone's policies or politics or, you know, what you stand for and all that. It was I think what we both agreed on definitely was that, you know, we have got to stop tearing each other apart.
Exactly. It's like self-hatred played out, like I said the other day.
Yeah. So it was wonderful. And this is, again, this is a friend of mine I've known since I was 18. And I know, I mean, you know, her, just given her family background, you know, her from Texas, you know, father's in the oil industry, you know. But, you know, in all the years we've known each other, we have never discussed politics. But I've always either known or assumed, pretty much, just because of her background. I'm like, well, you know, she's probably not like, you know, bleeding heart liberal. But it's very, I guess it's just a very moderate way of looking at things with her, because she's aware of where she lives and the environment her kids have been in, I think that was partly why I stayed out so late. I mean, it was just so nice to stay in that environment. It was a friend. We were friends first. We always had
been
friends.
Safe and comfortable. And you had that that connection of a you know, it's so funny. It's at a time where, just the time that we're talking about nostalgically, that energy, mm-hmm. you're connecting to that energy of where you know that you have experienced together that time where things were less chaotic, because
right,
you know, and it's very, I think it's very comforting to be, sometimes to be with family that you get along with, of course, and friends that you've known for many, many, many years, because you mm-hmm. kind of can connect on, in that safe space of, remember when it was just simpler?
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
I think there's some comfort in that. That's why, you know, dear old friends are dear old friends.
Right. Well, and this is somebody, you know, we, over the years, especially with this, with the fraternity and the work we did when we were undergraduates, we were both involved in the leadership positions of the chapter, and we were both involved in what was to be a, you know, a very brand new chapter. Like, we didn't know what we were doing, and we had to make decisions, and we
right.
also had opinions on how other people were doing their jobs, and in some cases, because of the positions we were in, like, I was president at one point, she was president at one point, you know, we, mm-hmm. we both were involved and had to make some tough decisions, and we saw how to deal with our friends who are also supposed to be part of this group, and you have to monitor their actions and if they actually did what they said they were supposed to do. And there were times, especially with a young group who didn't have an identity then,
mm-hmm.
where you know, if you disagreed with somebody or you had to give somebody the hard news, like, we had guidelines we had to follow, and it was sort of like a template, you know, because no one had done it before,
right?
And so all of a sudden we had these templates for, well, if this particular person isn't doing their job, this is what you need to do. We're like, wow, okay. So someone's got to have that I guess I have to have that conversation because I'm president.
Right.
It was not easy because these were people that we were friends with. And anytime you have to tell somebody, you know, look, you're not doing your job.
Nobody wants to have that conversation.
No one wants to have that conversation, and you're going to hear all the reasons why they can't
yeah.
do their job, when you can't tell another student, well, I had a lot of homework to do or whatever. Like, yeah, we all had homework to do. Like, we're all in school. I get it. You know, we had to have these really difficult conversations. And I remember at one point, it was that outrage of how I can't believe you haven't done this job, you know, and you know, we only have so much time in a semester to get something done. And we all have that. We all have that burden of trying to manage our time. So there are things that I think, in principle, we were doing the right thing. How we handled that, how we executed it, was
uh-huh.
very messy.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and it was there was a lot of tension. It's college. You know, everything's the end of the world in college. But that's all you know at the time, right? I say that now as an advisor, having seen it, you know, years and years and years later, like, oh, my God, nothing's changed. But that's how you are when you're, you know, 18, 19, 20.
Yeah.
and trying to figure out how to, you know, oh, this is like it's a club, right? It's a fraternity, and you want to do something. But I tell you what, I spoke a few words Sunday night at this. Okay. It was the 70th anniversary of our chapter.
Wow.
And I didn't write anything down. I normally don't write anything down. I just kind of, you know, speak from the heart. And,
nice.
I usually have an idea of what I want to talk about. But the current chapter president spoke, and she had, you know, that's so funny, the things that the kids do these days. They have everything on their phone, and they kind
of
read off their phone.
Of course.
It's really funny. And it was nice. You know, it was short and sweet, and I realized I probably will ramble on because that's what I do.
Uh-huh.
But to do something and to talk to them in light of being part of a chapter for 70 years, bringing up that story of, you know, we were part of the first pledge class of this reactivated chapter. So even though it's 70 years we're celebrating, there was a a large pocket of time where the chapter was dormant. It was inactive. And we were so before that it was all men, right?
Oh wow.
I mean, that's how because it was a service fraternity, but we didn't allow women in until 1976. Well, during that time we didn't have an active chapter on that campus. We came on in like 1988, 89, and that was when they started, you know, of course they had to allow women in by then, but they'd already been doing it. So as a nation, you know, as a nationwide fraternity. So I'm telling them, I said, you know, you've been established now since 1989, and you especially don't know what we were going through. You would never experience this because you're like five times the size that we started off with, and you have a very rich chapter history now, tradition, but going back to those early days, we were lucky. We were just surprised every semester we still had a chapter. You know, like we were still functioning. It was never this certainty. And I said, we had to deal with these issues of how do we shape this chapter. So as I'm talking, I'm realizing, wow, this is just like dealing with a bad election or an election where, you know, you're not happy with it, with the results. And I said, you're going to disagree. You're going to disagree with people. And I was looking at people in the room where I know I disagree with them. You know, when they were in charge of whatever, I mean, even as an advisor, I'm like, I don't agree with how they're handling it, but that's how it's going to have to happen. It was interesting to see in that moment all these kids who were just, you know, like looking at me like, wow, was that like story time or what was that, you know? And then seeing some of the alums in that area thinking, yeah, we've been through some crazy times. Like we are surprised that we're actually still functioning, but it happened. And I just wanted to, I was making these parallels unknowingly, but it was coming out where, yeah, you're going to find yourself in these some difficult situations where you're not going to agree with everybody, but you've got to figure out a way to make it work. Because, you know, when you live on the edge of, oh, everything's going to fall apart at any moment, which I'm sure sounds very familiar, that's what we were in back in the day. And we figured it out. You know, we didn't know, we couldn't always see the light at the end of the tunnel. But we continued forward with some idea of a common ground. Like when we did, you know, and we asked for help from other chapters who were established. And I don't know, so that's what it means to be in this particular, you know, brotherhood or, you know, organization. That's what it means. So we kind of picked up hopefully the best of what we could and tried to implement that. I think it was not so much my way or the highway, but like so much of it was so unsure with how's it going to work on our campus, you know, with our, you know, everything's so specific, right? Yes, but we're a private school, and we, you know, okay, but yeah, but we're a people.
Like, yeah, how about that?
You know,
something's never changed.
We're people.
Right.
So it felt good. It felt good to share that and to really kind of witness it as I'm speaking. Like, whoa, okay, let's see if we can, you know, in a small way, change the world. Because I don't think we were thinking that when we were undergraduates, that in some way we were changing the world. But to have a chapter last this long and to have the leaders come out of it, it has changed the world. I'm like, you know, so it was a neat experience.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know, like I said, I didn't know what I was going to say, but I figured I knew there was enough within me that felt strongly about the fraternity. Not that
but 60, over 6 years, three times a week, you know what I mean? What I'm saying? Like that, and like what you just said, you've internalized it,
mm-hmm.
what it means to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I love telling those students. I mean, like with my friend who was in the audience, I said, you know, I've known her since my first semester freshman year.
Wow.
And I said, we're still friends. Like, we still see each other and we spend
That's
time
beautiful.
With each other. In fact, you know, we cut out. We didn't want to sit through the whole meeting. Like, we did the celebration. I'm like, oh, what's happening at chapter today at the meeting? I'm like, oh, we're voting. I'm like, oh, you're voting. Yeah, we're going to go.
Goodbye.
Bye, y'all. We're going to check out. But
Where's the bar?
We stayed in the we stayed in the commons area. We sat down on some sofas, and we were there for hours. I mean, they were done with their meeting. They came out and they came back again. Like, oh my God, you're still here? Like, oh yeah, I guess, you know, we're just catching up. You know, like we could have taken it to like the Waffle House or to a, you know, we were actually going to get something to eat, but we weren't that hungry. We were fine.
You were
just
in the moment.
Talking. Yeah.
Why not?
It was great. It was great. Right. And I'm glad that they were able to see that, because.
Yeah. They could see their future. Like, look.
Yeah.
This isn't a temporary thing. This is an enduring relationship.
There's an opportunity there to cultivate those kinds of relationships.
Exactly. They're seen by your example. Right.
Yeah. Well, I felt really proud of that moment. I was like, wow, we actually got through some crazy stuff, and had some other the other area alums come by, they would have known I probably would have talked about some of the stories involving conflict that involved them. You know,
right.
a definite difference of opinion, and
yep.
And we're still friends.
Yeah,
you know,
see, that's beautiful. That's
sure.
That's a
know,
great
yeah.
micro example of a bigger picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Yeah. So it was a good opportunity. But yeah, I didn't get home until like, 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, girl.
On Monday.
Oh no.
So it threw me off. It totally.
She was wild. She was wild during the work week.
I know. Woohoo.
Woo. She's going to the strip club. She's doing everything. She's doing everything on the LOA blend. But yeah, it's great. You know, to have the reinforcement of just speaking from the heart of the comfort and the ease which doing this show 3 times a week for over 6 years affords, I think it does have a role in having conversations, speaking in public, teaching, all
mm-hmm.
those things. I really think it's a great anchor, you know?
Yeah.
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 So it's good, because we'll talk about anything to anybody, clearly, because we have and we do. And speaking of which,
yeah.
Are there any hands raised for us, or are people just
there's
listening?
There's a hand raised.
I knew it.
Friend Lolita, hello.
You know it's just me.
Lola.
What up?
Her name is Lola. Lola, Lola, Lola. Forget Lola Spice. You gotta,
what's
you know,
going
we got,
on,
you
lady?
Know what we have to do? We gotta get like the sound bite of
oh my Lord.
Dog. So when she calls, you just have to press it for a few seconds. La 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 la.
Too freaking funny.
Hey, beautiful. How are you?
Doing good. What's going on with you guys?
Yeah, we're just talking. I'm getting ready to go to
Me
a gay
too.
Wedding. Yeah, going to a gay wedding soon. Very excited about that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, typical Tuesday.
When you... Your typical Tuesday.
Typical Tuesday afternoon. Going to a gay wedding. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Did y'all see the full moon yesterday?
Absolutely.
No.
Wasn't that pretty?
It was pretty.
Unfortunately,
it was kind of cool, but it was very foggy and cloudy. It's actually torrential rain now, but last night it was prettier the night before. What's great is just the proximity, and that's all I'm about, you know. So I purposely actually went outside when it was dark just to sort of acknowledge the moon, take a couple of pictures of it. And you had sent us a couple of links, which there was one in particular that I found really helpful.
The message about November.
About forgiveness.
Yeah, that was November's message.
November's
yeah.
message. Yeah, she's really good, whoever that person is. And just to focus on that theme, I found extremely helpful. And the other link was good, too, from a very practical...
yeah, that was just, like, what I would do, like, every
forecast.
Moment.
No, I like
that.
No, I'm like, yeah, I like when Lolita sends her little jams and jellies. I'm like, yes, what do we have today? So, yeah, I appreciated that. And I thought, especially helpful. And I guess they say it's, 34 years before that moon gets that close again?
Another 70 years.
Oh, 70.
I think it's 70, because the last one, came was 70 years ago. Well, maybe a shorter time. I'm not sure, but last time it happened was 70 years.
Right. So I thought I saw 34. I could be wrong, but it's going to be a long
time. No, I could be wrong.
Well, listen, by the time, whether it's 34 or 70, we're going to be like so.
Yeah.
We were going to be like,
yeah,
I'm in the moon of my imagination, or in the moon on this morphine drip, that, you know, whatever's going on. So I said to myself, let me go check this out, because when it comes back again, I might forget about tonight. I might not remember tonight. So let me go while I can go. So,
yeah, that was pretty cool.
Beautiful. And
yeah.
Yeah. So, any updates for us? Or would you like you called to say hello? Would you like a message? Because we're like a full service here on the LOA Blend.
I was just chit chatting. You know,
okay.
I don't mind a message after yesterday's event. So we could pull a message for whatever I need to know.
All right. So let me.
Oh, okay, Beta.
Let me. Okay, load it up. So what we've been doing now, inspired by you, for people have the choice for music, no music, but because we don't want to have dead air on the air, I just talk about connecting to the person's energy until the person says pick. So I'm connecting to Lowe's energy. Yeah, I talk to Adam so much, I think of you as Lowe. Connecting. Oh, yeah. We're all a happy family here on the LOA Blend. So great. Connecting.
Did I just say pick?
Whatever you... I'm
sorry.
I'm connecting. Okay. And I'm just connecting.
Sorry.
Waiting for you to say pick. Okay, I stopped. So the number for this, interesting, is a two-digit number, and it's 89. Why is she laughing? 89. Here's the message. When the sting of disappointment lessens and no longer, I'm sorry, let me do it again, my bad. When the sting of disappointment lessens and no longer lingers or haunts, understand that you've made remarkable progress knowing all is well.
Thank you. I needed to hear that.
Yeah, so probably something, a little something, you don't have to get into it, but a little something went down yesterday. So this message, I would guess, hits the mark.
Yeah, it was something really little, but it kind of like got to me.
Well, and that's okay. You know, little by whose perception. If it affects you, then it's something to pay attention to. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll read it one more time. When the sting of disappointment lessens and no longer lingers or haunts, understand that you've made remarkable progress knowing all is well. 89.
Well, you know what you manifested. You know, the power within you, that's the 8. The 9 is letting you see the bigger picture in all of that and saying, you know, take what you can from it. Let the rest of it go because you can move on. And I think that's what this is about with you dealing with disappointment. Sometimes we manifest things that we didn't realize we were manifesting. And so sometimes we take that, I didn't create this. And when you own that, you realize, okay, I know that there are things that I put into the mix that may have swayed it this way. But yet you have to take into account that you created that, you know, and the power in owning your own reality can make a huge difference then in your mindset and in how you want to proceed. And so 8, 9 is basically the last two, right, in the line of progress from 1 to 9. You have the 8 and the 9. So this is like dealing with the results and then tidying up and then moving forward, like not just dealing with results. It's like, okay, done. But when you really take into account these things and you process, which I don't want to use that word that often, but when things have settled in and you get it, and so then it's not so much, man, I didn't create what I said I was going to create. You have to own that you created it. And maybe then kind of backtrack and look at what you can do differently to move forward. Because you said, you know, you still have a goal, right? So take into account what you've already done. Be willing to clean house in that way, then if there's things you can clean up within your frame of thinking, in people you want to hang out with, how you want to spend your time, that's that nine part. That's bigger picture. Let's get it clear. And then you can move in. Because, you know, after that nine, you start over again. But it's not really starting over again, right? It's building on in that sense. You're never really back at square one. It may feel like it, but it's usually not that case. So.
There you go.
Gotcha, gotcha, ladies, gotcha.
Yeah.
It's really dumb, too.
Huh?
This is really dumb. Like,
well,
what happened
yesterday?
Well,
it doesn't matter. It was a vehicle to affect change within yourself.
Yeah,
so
no, it
most,
did. That's what I'm just like. I
don't
know how to check when I get home. I said, that's not any good.
We're humans. Okay.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's just a call to action. And it's a call to action and understanding and getting your attention. It could be the littlest, stubbing your toe can get your attention. It could be the, and how you react can really get your attention about, okay, you know what? Let me just see if I can switch this up or change these automatic reactions and impulsive triggers. So you probably were triggered a little bit for whatever reason, but you're checking yourself where before maybe you would not have had the foresight to do that. So sometimes it's also a barometer to see how far you are, especially if you feel uncomfortable or you feel like, oh, my God, that I really don't resonate with who I used to be. Thanks for the reminder. Okay, I'm good. I know who I want to be. And sometimes what we align with in our minds is often not the case of what's really happening in physical time and space.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So there you go.
Yep.
And all is well.
All is well.
That's right, girl. Well, always love to have your contributions on the air, and looking forward to the next one. Yes,
I have
ahead.
To try to share you. We did the mannequin at the bar on Sunday. It is
so awesome. Oh, did the mannequin challenge?
Yes, you got to go to my Facebook page and look at it. I just posted it up on there yesterday. That thing is off the chain. I'm the girl on the bar with the bird. That's me. You'll know who I am, but I'm there. You got to see it.
Oh, I can't see it on Facebook anymore. But maybe you can do a link on Instagram.
I'm trying to send it out because someone shared it with me.
I love
so I gotta
to see
do it.
It. Yeah, send it to me.
It is so awesome.
I love me a mannequin challenge. Some of them are really funny. Some of them are really dark. Like there was one that was very political. You know, there was one like a police brutality one that was genius. And there was one, there's a film that's going to come out next year called A Wrinkle in Time. Theirs was to me the best one I've ever seen. That came out yesterday, but I love it. So yeah, Lolita, try to get a link out there.
Yeah, I want to try to get the link to you guys. It is so funny.
Oh, that's great. Of course, she's the girl at the bar. How come you're not the girl at the pole? You have to be the girl at the bar.
Yeah, you know, I'm the one that leads on the Eagles chant every time we score a touchdown, and I have a little big swoop that I always use for the last 15 years.
Sorry.
Yeah. Huh?
Oh, something's happening over there. So, all right, well, cool. She had to step away, I guess.
Too funny.
Wow.
Y'all are hilarious.
You know what's interesting is that I am not so up to date. I was Googling mannequin challenge. I'm like, what is going on there? So
yeah.
I'm like, what is that?
I know. I'm like, you know, I have to do it for the business, so it's like okay. Hey, when are you coming back to this way?
I don't know yet. I have been working not having a tour that's picking up on that side of town that sort of picking up wherever. But I don't know. I do want to come by, though. I definitely want to come by. I thought about coming by Saturday. I was having a rough day, but I ended up just going home. I was like, I'm tired of driving around. I'm going to just drive back to my house. It was a rough day. But, yeah, I do want to come by.
Got some new flavors.
Oh. So for anybody listening, if you happen to be in the Atlanta area, specifically in Marietta, you have to come by Lolita's Parlor because she has amazing, not just ice cream. It's not just ice cream, but...
I'm so sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go because I have work stuff.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. Guys?
Yeah.
You heard me, right? Okay, so love you, guys. Love you, work call. Sorry, bye.
Bye.
Wow. Wow. Now, that has never happened, just so you guys know. It has never, ever happened. So something big must have happened. It is during the week, though.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's totally true.
Yeah. So you did a mannequin challenge. So So Lolita has an ice cream parlor. It's all Philadelphia.
Hershey's
Philadelphia
ice cream.
Ice cream. Yeah, Hershey's ice cream.
Hershey's
all Philadelphia,
ice cream, yeah.
Like all the stuff that that's really your hometown, you know. So, but every time I come by there, it's usually like just before she closes, like the last couple hours of the day when I'm done. I come by there, and she like feeds me. She's like, "Here, you want a pretzel? There's a pretzel. You got ice cream. There's coffee. I forgot they had pizza. I should have ordered pizza. I'm like, wow, there's so much food there. So, it's just a wonderful environment. And every time she likes to bring up these new things. Oh, you have to try this. I'm like, oh, okay. And half the time I'm like, I'm full. Like I'm just full. I'm full from the pretzel. I'm full from the pretzel. I'll try this anyway. Okay. So, it's a great environment to be in. If you do have I try to let people know about it. If they're out in Marietta, you know, and I don't know, you've seen some of my friends. They're like, oh yeah. Okay. I went by. They'll text me. They're like, I'm at Lolita's. I'm like, oh, all right. Good. Tell us why. You know, like, oh, it's great. So,
hey, you have another caller?
No. You're good.
Can you just tell what month this is for me?
Okay. Let's see here. I always have to. Yeah, I always end up thinking whenever you ask me a question, you can ask me what month it is. I'm like, oh, man. We said that it is. Let's see. You haven't had your birthday yet, so you're in a 5 year, so it's a 7 month.
7 month. Okay.
So this is a period of time where you're really gonna just take a break from everybody else's nonsense. Seven's like to.
Oh my God, that fits it so much. Yeah.
Seven is where you want to take time out for yourself, to recalibrate, to check into what's going on inside and what's really important. I use it as a number of discernment. It's also, it's using a lot of your mental capacity to sift through, but it's a very spiritual number as well. Because you can't just go from your head without including your heart. So I would use this time to rest, you know, all the energy that you've been putting out for everybody else. This is the time to take for yourself. And as you're doing that, you're taking the energy, you're evaluating in some cases, you're fine tuning some of your actions, because if you look at the numbers, where six, like the month before you was a six, was all about, you know, your community and just putting a lot of energy out there for everybody else, taking care of everybody else, being a mom to everybody else. Then you have the seven, which is you're in right now. And then the eight is about, you know, reaching these goals in a sense. That's that manifesting power number we had talked about with the messages you pulled. So between the six and the eight, that seven is kind of looking backwards and also looking forwards. I mean, the effects of working with so many other people, your family from that six energy means, you want to make sure they're okay. You feel like you've done that. So naturally there's a period of time where you want to just take time out for yourself, and that's what that's doing. But while you're doing that, you're also looking at, well, what's next? And as you're evaluating and changing up some of your actions and maybe some of your plans, like not major plans, but just doing some minor tweaks, it's helping you figure out what it is you're actually going to be manifesting the next month. So these aren't like big, big sweeping things, but it's enough to say we got something to look forward to because you're kind of looking forward to it anyway. But now you can see some things clearly, more clear than before when your energy was a little more dispersed with other stuff, other people's stuff. If that makes sense.
Well, that makes sense. No, it does, because I feel like I was just telling my friend this morning, I said, man, I have slept so good for the last 3 or 4 days. I feel like I'm catching up sleep from last month, and I feel rested. And, you know, the goal was to have about 6 stores. And as I'm looking around and getting my callbacks from the places that I've inquired about, and I'm like, okay, so let's just go to the one main project. So it's making me reevaluate a lot of things that I'm looking at the store in the future too. So it's very interesting that you're saying that. It actually fits with my astrology chart too at the same time. So it's kind of interesting how we're ending this year on an 8 and then it's number 9. The calendar year is number 9. So it's kind of cool actually.
Right. And because your birthday is at the end of December,
right.
You know, it makes it for a different dynamic. But you're going to be mostly in that 8. But yeah, you're going to be in an 8 energy for that month, but in a 9 universal year, right, overall. So just like we've talked about throughout the year with this 9, when we're in the midst of like some crazy stuff, like, what's going on? You know, that 9 just brings up so much. So even if you, it doesn't matter what your personal year is, that 9 is going to have a hand in changing some things up for everybody. And it already has, obviously, but it shouldn't stop you from continuing what you're doing. It just, you know, it's almost like allowing for some of the dead weight to just be brushed away or burned away or whatever, whatever needs to happen. There's a cleansing process that is happening within the 9 universal year. So
yeah,
but we had a caller the
yep.
other day that was like, but I'm in my 1 year and now it's a 9 for everybody. I feel like I'm being cheated. I'm like, no, you're not being cheated out of anything. You know, it's like, you know. So that's a true one right there. It's my year. Like, well, it is, but it's everybody else's year too. Like, you're not getting cheated out of anything.
Well, we always say that the 1 is still all about still kind of cleansing, even though it's a new start. You really don't start creating into your 2 year though.
Yeah. Well, yeah. In a sense, when in a 1 year, you're just sort of taking in all the new stuff. You know, it's like sensory overload. You're like excited. You want to get excited, especially after a 9 year. You know, you want to be excited about something.
Yeah.
And I feel like that 1 allows for those pockets of sunlight and daylight to illuminate. Oh, that's a possibility. That's a possibility. And the more and more you get excited, then you know your energy changes. And yeah, I think in a 2 year, even though it doesn't seem like there's a lot happening, because by nature a 2 is very receptive, a lot of that work has to happen in that 2 year. But the 1 kind of gets it started, you know, and there's a possibilities of being able to create whatever you want. But, you know, there's so many other facets to that. Your creation doesn't all begin and end in a 1 year or in a 1 day or in a 1 month. You know, there's so much more to it than that. So that's why you got to take time with all the numbers, with all the frequencies and all those energies. You have to take time with it and not want to rush it, because the moment you rush it, all those other lessons or things that you need to kind of be in on and get the nuances from, those just keep coming back around. It's not like, you know, it's all cut and dry. Like, well, you're only going to do the 7 this month. No, you got all the numbers happening all the time. You know,
yep.
The moment you ask a question about what in that context, then you take on that energy. You know, if it were a six, I'd tell you about the six. And you, because of the nature of your question, you're going to take all that energy into account. But you're going to have every other number working, you know, in there too. So you don't have to, you know, break it down too much, really. But you work with the energies all the time. And whatever you want to focus on, if you think, you know, in that seven, by hearing about the seven, you're going to continue getting the rest you need and making choices so you can feel rested, then that's a good thing, you know?
Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah.
All right, hon. We'll have to go pick up my permit.
All right.
How much time do you have left?
I'm going to wrap it up here. Last 4 minutes. I'm good with ending it early. It's not a problem. But I appreciate you calling in.
No problem. Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well, yeah, I mean, we usually blend it here till the very end. In fact, usually we go over our time. But, you know, Liz had to sign off a little early than normal because of a work thing. So it happens. She's super busy. And like I said, I'm surprised that it hasn't happened before this time. We've been on the air for now 6 years. And this is, I think, the very first time she's had to like very unexpectedly leave early. She had she had every plan on staying through to the end. So I think with that being said, I want to say hello to everyone in the chat room who is listening. We had a handful of people. We had Raven. We had Amish comedian. Our guest. I know Jay had poked his head in there. So hello to everybody. Thank you for coming by and visiting. We are going to be back on Thursday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. And if you do need to reach us, you can send us an email. If you want to just send us an email just to get us ask a question, if you're going to be listening live, if you want to call in, we can do a follow-up. But you can send it to loablend@gmail.com. And Liz will be able to get that, and we can discuss ahead of time on the air. So if you do send an email, write somewhere at the very top, either in the subject line, you know, don't read out loud or don't read on the air, you know. Otherwise, you know, Liz will freestyle it, and she usually will just read the message or whatever the question is, or try to filter out what she can if she needs to. But it's helpful to know. I mean, we do this live, so if you are sending in emails and we end up reading it, and at the very end of your email you say, by the way, don't read this on the air, it'll be too late. So don't do that. Plan ahead. If you have your question, and we love hearing from people. Obviously, it's easier if we hear from you live, if you call in. And so you can always do that. But if you're in the chat room, and I have to admit, I've never been great about checking in the chat room. And some people will ask questions, and I have to click over and see. But you can also certainly send us a question in the chat room. But I do hope you have a great day. It's been a tremendous time this last, you know, few days, especially with the moon. So take good care of yourself. Hopefully you're being surrounded by some positive energy, something that at least lightens the mood. For me, just getting the rest is what I needed to do. So please take care of yourself. Have a great day. And remember to follow the feeling to you. And we'll see you again Thursday morning, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.